Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. The next guest that I'm about to introduce is someone I've wanted to have on the show for a while because I discovered their first restaurant in L.A. a number of years ago, L.A. Cha-Cha-Cha, which is in the Arts District of downtown L.A. And I was so impressed because it's obvious that it is a restaurant for the 30-somethings and 40-somethings. And when I dine there, I was with a group of older guests. And frequently when this happens, that you go to a restaurant that is skewed younger, if you're of a certain age, you don't necessarily get the same attention as the younger guests get. Hey, not the situation at LA Cha-Cha-Cha. The staff was inviting, welcoming, explained everything. Then, when this restaurant group opened another restaurant called Loretto in what's now called Frogtown, crazy name in L.A., got my attention again. But more recently, towards the end of last year, they opened the destination restaurant called Maizano that is in Mercado Gonzalez in Costa Mesa, which we've talked about on the show before. Really an amazing operation if you're a foodie. And through that, I was introduced to Jorge Salim, who is half the partnership that operates these three restaurants. And I believe the restaurant group is called Grupo Apache. And it is a pleasure in studio across the console from me to welcome restaurateur Jorge Salim. Jorge, good morning and welcome. So glad to have you here.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you very much for having me here.
Jorge, let's back up a little bit. In terms of LA Cha-Cha-Cha, what year did it actually open? But this had been in the works for a couple of years before then, if I have it right, because it was a new building, correct?
Yes, the original and first Cha-Cha-Cha is in Mexico City. So it's like a really Mexican concept that I don't know why really, but we thought it would have worked here. And we got this really big rooftop space offer like at the beginning of 2019, and I don't know, it was crazy for us to say yes because it's a 11,000 square foot space, completely empty, but I don't know, we just decided to go for it. And well, actually the build out got stopped because of COVID, so it was like since we signed the lease until we finally opened on March of 2021, it was crazy because the space is huge. COVID was in the middle of everything. Our Mexican restaurants were closed. So it was crazy, but 3 years later, we're still here. So very proud of it.
You know, you're being very modest, which is good. But LA Cha-Cha-Cha has been a resounding success. And the Arts District, contrary to popular opinion, it's not necessarily an easy area of Los Angeles to do business in because parking is a little bit of a challenge. This was, for our listeners that might not be familiar with that area, this was in an industrial area. So the way the streets are laid out, their alleys, it's kind of bizarre. So again, congratulations on all of that.
Thank you. Yes, like I said, it was crazy. We had a friend that has been living here for 10 years, and he told us the art district is going to be the new best thing. And we just trust him because, honestly, when you first look at it and when we were first there, you didn't see a lot of potential there. But now it turns out to be one of the best restaurants, hotspots of LA right now. And I think it's getting better. There are a lot of developments going on, and I think it's even going to grow more.
Well, Jorge, I think the interesting thing is, and this was not true in downtown Los Angeles 10, 12 years ago, you actually have people that live in the Arts District. So that kind of gives the area an energy that you don't necessarily see in other areas of LA.
Yes, I think it has the sense of neighborhood. You have a lot of locals, and even I think you're getting more and more locals that they're like, they have this neighborhood feeling, and we try to connect a lot with the neighborhood every time we open a restaurant, and I think we develop a good relationship with all the, let's say, locals of the Arts District. So, yes, I really think it's growing and growing, and it's going to be a huge neighborhood in a few years.
Well, no, you know, regulars are obviously the key to your future. If you were going to describe the food at LA Cha Cha Cha, you know, it obviously is regional Mexican, but can you expand on that a little bit in terms of what you had in mind?
Well, like I said, the original concept is in Mexico City, so I will have to describe that one first, but because the main idea was like the street food greatest hits turn into like an elevated version of them. For example, we have the Chicharrón del Parque, that it's the typical chicharrón you find in every corner in Mexico, but with really high quality tuna on top. So we like turn the best sellers of the street typical food into like a restaurant meal. And 5 years after opening the original Cha-Cha, we opened this one. So we did we try to tropicalize it, but through Angelino ice. So we trust a lot in the local team. The first chefs we had here, they were locals at LA, so we brought them to Mexico so they can understand what they saw, but we gave them a lot of freedom to translate it to their culture, like their Angelino ice.
Now, an important element of what you do is your restaurants are designed. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of your operation, because all three of your area restaurants, the two in LA and the one in Orange County, they're all very striking in their own way, but different designs.
Yes, and it's a funny story because all three of them are designed by the same architect, a friend of ours. Her name is Lena Cole, and she's German. So she's German, married to our partner Alejandro, that it's Mexican, but they've been living here through like 10 years now. But she studied college at Mexico City, so it's a mixture of everything, and we like that because somehow you get the sense that it's a little bit of everything. And that's what we like, because I think that if you do it very focused, in like it has to be exactly like a Mexican restaurant or exactly like a Angelino restaurant, it doesn't give the same vibe. So it's tricky because they're all so different. I'm sure you've been to three of them, and they're very different. But at the same time, Mexico is very different in many ways. So we try to represent a little bit of Mexico in each one of them.
Now, let's talk about something fun before we go to break. Yes. And pick up the conversation and talk about Maizano and Costa Mesa. You were mentioning to me earlier that you're very involved in plans for tomorrow at your restaurants for Cinco de Mayo. As someone that is a native of Mexico, tell us about how Cinco de Mayo is celebrated in Mexico.
Well, we don't. It's just like one of many like important dates, but it's not as important as here. In here, it's like the best days for Mexican restaurants in the whole year. And in Mexico, it's just one normal day because I don't know if there's been some miscommunication or something, but it's La Batalla de Puebla, that it was very important for the Mexican history, but it's not like it is our Independence Day or anything. But in here, it's a very important, it's very ingrained in the culture. So we do a lot of things and we make fun. We have fun with it.
Jorge, fun is what it's all about. But I appreciate you kind of clarifying that, because for a non-Mexican to try to explain that, you sometimes get looked at funny. This is something, obviously, that in terms of the history of Mexico, you know well, so it makes it kind of fun. For LA Cha-Cha-Cha for tomorrow, before we go to break, just give us an example of just something that you're going to be doing to celebrate the Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, well, after 3 years of operating here, we figure out it's a very special date in here. So we like go out of our ways to do something. So tomorrow we're going to do, for the first time, we're going to have a mechanical bull in the patio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from 2 to 5. And we're going to have, obviously, margaritas, tequila, mezcal, you know, everything that makes the mechanical bull fun. So, yeah, I think if people don't know, Cha-Cha-Cha is on the second floor. So it's going to be tricky to get the bull there, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a really fun day.
I have no doubt. And obviously the cervezas, the tequila, and the mezcal definitely help as far as celebrating the occasion. We are talking with Jorge Salim, who is one of the partners in the restaurant group that is responsible not only having a couple restaurants in Mexico City, but also responsible for LA Cha-Cha-Cha, Loretto, and now the new Maizano in Costa Mesa at the Mercado Gonzalez. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.